I'd like to welcome Linda Siegel now with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So we have been talking Monday, Wednesday, and Friday about all sorts of legislative issues. Let's do an update on one that we talked briefly about, namely the death penalty.
Yes, actually, that's a bill that's been introduced several times and never been able to pass and get to the governor's desk, and it's really moving this year. We talked about how it passed the House of Representatives by a 40-28 vote, and it's now over in the Senate waiting for its first Senate committee hearing.
I thought that it didn't it once pass, but then the governor didn't sign it?
No, it actually had passed the House before, and it got to the last committee in the Senate, and they thought they had a vote of someone, and he changed his mind, and the bill got killed in that Senate committee. And
so,
this year, they're feeling very confident that they're going to get out of both those committees and pass out on the floor.
And we'll be doing, at some point soon, a segment on that on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, because I think the issues are very important to understand what's going on with the death penalty. So that's something that is alive and that people can keep an eye on.
It's going now to the Senate Public Affairs Committee, and probably what's happening now is many bills are passing from one chamber over to the other, but very few bills have yet to be heard in the other chamber. And we're now into, we've got 26 days or something left?
Yeah, we're in week five.
Right. So both chamber committees have to start hearing the other chamber's bill. So I think that the death penalty bill may be in that Senate Public Affairs Committee by the end of the week.
So we will look at that. And then there's another bill, which is about racial profiling. What's that all about?
Yes, Representative Cote, who's from Alamogordo, is carrying a bill that really, Somos Un Pueblo Unido, really pushed for this bill. And it is a racial profiling bill that would provide some training for our law enforcement officers when they're questioning and detaining and searching people so that they wouldn't base what they're doing on profiling. It's racial profiling or religious or ethnicity or sexual orientation. You know, we've got the whole list of things that you can't profile on. And it would require that all the police agencies in New Mexico create some profiling policies and practices, and that they really train their officers to be careful about those issues. And it's come about because profiling still happens.
So when profiling happens, basically, I mean, that's what my friend in Los Angeles used to call being pulled over for driving while black.
Absolutely.
And that is still done because there's just still prejudice, and there's probably a particular culture, at least in some police departments, that really doesn't address that prejudice.
Yeah, it's really true, because in the first committee hearing, the bulk of the testimony was from African-American people who said, I have been pulled over for no other reason than I'm black. My taillight wasn't out. I didn't have any obvious violations. And here in New Mexico, where, less than 3% of the population is African-American, that to have, like, six people in a hearing come and say, you know, I've been racially profiled because maybe I was in the wrong part of town or whatever, why did I get pulled over? So there's still a tremendous amount of concern on that issue.
And how does that manifest in New Mexico? Is it our Hispanic, so to speak, population that's being pulled over more, or what's going on?
Well, that too. That actually, a parent came up, a Hispanic woman, and said, you know, my son, who, you know, likes to wear flashy clothes and has a really nice car, has been pulled over several times for apparently no reason other than maybe he was not in the right kind of town, right part of town. So Hispanic people also. Now, I think it's probably less with sexual orientation. It may be a little harder to to see if you're driving while gay. I don't know.
There's a car full of lesbians. Pull them over.
Well, and certainly that's a possibility with bumper stickers or whatever. I mean, that could be also political is in this. So if you've got a lot of left-wing or right-wing political bumper stickers, pulling over for that's not too cool either.
Actually, most
police officers don't do this. We always write laws for the minority.
Yeah, that's. I mean, most people are law-abiding, and you wouldn't need those laws in the first place for most laws, but except the speed limit. But
right.
I have read there was a story in the paper last year about somebody found a police officer's blog where he was writing on his, I think it was MySpace or something like that, about what he did, and he pulled over everybody who had a left-wing bumper sticker.
Whoa.
And he was proud of it.
So we might be in trouble, Mary Charlotte.
I don't know. Speak for yourself. It's interesting. There are people who just don't use bumper stickers for that reason. But
right.
that's all something that we will watch as well. Where is that bill right now?
That bill has passed its first committee and now will be heard in the House Judiciary Committee. And the interesting thing is that law enforcement that was there opposing the bill, even though it's really a bill about just creating your internal policies and doing some training.
Well, we will watch that and much, much more on the legislative update. Linda Siegel is with us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, just before the 9 o'clock hour. Look forward to seeing you on Friday, Linda.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Good Morning Jazz.